There really isn't a lot to the trip except a pair of likable intellectuals, Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, touring England and environs and keeping up a low-level intellectual conversation involving such topics as the places they visit and the food they eat, and the differences between Michael Caine's early dialect and his later one, as well as mimicking a good many others better known to others, probably especially the English, than to me. There's a surprising amount of quoted poetry, especially from the 19th century romantics like Wordsworth and Coleridge, without any feeling of show-offery, because this is the culture these two live in, though you don't have to understand what's being discussed. And the places they visit and the foods they eat are more interesting than you might expect, at least if you know no more about Europe than I do. The couple sitting next to me were especially surprised by the exotic food, which suggested to them that a lot of French influence has intruded into British kitchens. I was more interested in the natural rock formations that I would not have expected to find in England, though I knew about the man-made projects that were older than Stonehenge. Conversational footnoting could have been a good deal more detailed before I got bored. All in all, I am led to change my ideas that England consists of fog, the Lake District, cold food, and warm beer. There's virtually no plot or character development in the trip, but the conversation is entertaining and even informative, and though it is too specialized to stay long in Wichita, the characters are excellent company and I could have stayed longer. Jim Erickson, over and out.